plenty of inaccuracy at KFC Oval, but in the end, it didn't stop Motowari getting the 4 points against their old GDFL rival. Motowari 14-19-103, defeated Geelong Amateur 7-4-46. Joining us on the Wash Up podcast is the coach of Motowari for the first time in Chris Hickey. Reg, congratulations, 3 consecutive wins, 3-1. World's a good place at the moment.
Thanks, Tom. Yeah, pretty happy with the result in the end. Inaccuracy was, a little bit of a problem early, but I was more happy and impressed with the way that we controlled the game, especially in the first 20 minutes. We had the ball in our half quite a lot, and I know sometimes it doesn't reflect on the scoreboard, but I think the message that we were after with our players was, if we can put enough pressure on and get repeat entries, then eventually the scoreboard will look after itself, and it did that in the end. So yeah, we were happy with, even though we're down a quarter time, the message to the group was that we did a lot right, and we just probably didn't get bang for our buck, but we turned that around later on the game, which is good.
33 shots to 11 in front of goal. Is that reflective of your dominance of the game? And should the margin potentially have been greater?
Oh, look, that's always a possibility in relation to, when you kick 14 goals, 19. But, I thought probably even at halftime, I can't remember. I think we were probably only 15 or 16 points up at halftime. But I thought we dominated the game in a sense. But then, as I said, we were, to Amateur's credit, we know that their small forwards can get a hold of you. And if they, they get their way through traffic, they're very dangerous in the 50. But, we thought that probably wasn't quite reflective at halftime, and that if we continued to play the way that we did, eventually we would get some, as I said before, bang for our buck. But we were still really happy with the way we were playing. Obviously, on the scoreboard, you wanted to have a little bit more, more of a lead, but it wasn't about that. The message to the group was, we're doing everything right, we just don't kick straight, really. So, and we wanted to play that style of football. And it was a little bit crazy in the first half. Like, it rained a little bit in the first quarter and probably even sprinkled a bit in the second. So, we knew that even at that stage, it was always a little bit of a grind early. But we just have to stick at what we know, and we did that, which I was really pleased with.
Yep. Brett Blair is an undoubted talent. We know that through the Falcons, South Barwon, and he's landed at Motowari. He's kicked 5 goals this afternoon. He only had 1 goal in the opening 3 rounds. Was he playing a little bit higher up the ground, or was he just not getting the opportunities through the first 3 weeks?
Probably played a little bit of both. Blair, he came to our club, and he also wanted to play a little bit more mid. And we were respectful of his request, so we honoured that, and we know that he can be quite dynamic, not just forward, but obviously in the middle of the ground too. So, I don't know. I think he looked as though he was close to clanking a few marks, I reckon, in the first 3 rounds. He probably, maybe his timing was a little bit out, but then again, I think also that's a byproduct of the ball movement that comes in. And I think with the 14 new players or whatever, the 12 new players, 14 that we've got, it was always going to be that the forwards had to find how to work with each other a little bit. And that's still going to be an improvement area for us. But I think we predominantly played him more forward today. And I think the open spaces of Queen's Park also gave him more of an opportunity to get some separation, and we know how good he is overhead. He doesn't, if he doesn't mark it, he's bringing it to the ground. And Tom Hornsey was also a really good focal point up forward for us too in that respect. So we knew that if we could get space and separation from our forwards, then, you know, our key targets would have a better opportunity in having some shots on goal. And not only the goals that he kicked from his marks, it was the way that he ferociously attacked the ball at ground level as well. Brett, he was really good at that, and he's been good at that all year. So I'm really happy for him that he got some reward for effort, because I think he was close. He just needed one of those games where things fell his way, and they did a little bit today, but they fell his way purely due to his work ethic and his ability to compete to multiple lead. And we're really happy for Brett. Yep. It was really good.
Who else impressed, Reg?
Oh, Tom Hornsey was very good, I thought, as another key target. He presents really well at the footy, Tom, and he's our forward coach, forward line coach. So he was particularly good. I thought our captain was fantastic, Jeremy Ellis. I noted to Daniel Breen. Daniel Breen rang me from the Addy, and how good, Jeremy Ellis has been at the start of the year. But I keep going back to, he loves football.
Yep.
And he loves a contest. And he loves Motowari. So you whack all those three into one, and you just let him go. He was really good today. Cal Farrell's been very good as well. Finchie at midfield was, Angus Hill again. And midfield's been particularly good. And our back six, once again, we've let seven goals through. Jacob Clark was particularly good off half-back today. We're loving having him back at the club, 2018 Premiership captain. And he's just starting to motor along nicely too. So, there was some good performances all over the ball, Kingy. But Zach May in Iraq too was really good. Yep. I don't think we can leave him out in relation to, some tap work that he and some contested work that, he brought the midfielders into the game. So, we were just happy with that. We're happy with everyone today. There was no passengers at all.
Yep. No injuries, got through okay.
We got through okay. It was really good. Adam Bishevsky made his return today, and he got through at this stage. I haven't heard from him tomorrow. I'll obviously hear from him tomorrow, but I think he got through the game okay. So he's that's a real positive for us. He's just got some sore bodies, I think. Yep. I think every club would be in the same boat after 4 weeks of not playing for over a year. So we're just very careful in how we train and how we rehab our players. But no, nothing significant, Tom. I think we're all good there.
Yep. Big challenge next week. You get the unbeaten Torquay.
Yeah, I heard they come from three goals down and won by three goals. So, they're a quality outfit. They've got some really talented players. I think everyone knows that. Everyone's well aware of what the capabilities of Torquay are. And look, they're the yardstick of the comp, them and Bowen Heads, and we fully understand that. So we've got to get down to their home deck. I think we're at their home deck. Is that correct?
Correct.
Yes. So, you'll have a challenge. Our boys are looking forward to it. Obviously they've got some really dangerous players that we need to be aware of, but hopefully if we can stick to what we've done in the first 4 weeks and we can play the way that, we expect our Motowari players play, we call it the Motowari way. That's what we want to do. Hopefully we'll give ourselves every chance and compete. And that's all you can ask from our players. And that's exactly what our intention will be, is to bring our best and bring a really competitive mindset. And hopefully that'll hold us in good stead down at Torquay.
Good stuff. Reg, well done. 3-1. No, nothing to be sneezed at to start the season, and a competitive effort, obviously, in round one. But three consecutive wins, a big one next week against Torquay. Really appreciate your time. Well done again.
Thanks, Tom. Cheers.